That's what, yeah. All right, so let's continue in Shabbos. So, by the way, Grumma. So we just finished, we did on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi Shita. And Rashi learns that according to Ravashi, if you put the water under the Nair on Shabbos to be mekabel the nitzotzos, Rashi learns that is kibui mamish. And mastavri means it'll be the malacha of kibui. I mean, of course, there's always the issue of malacha shen zrich legufa in these cases, right? That you're not really doing the kibui for the sake of kibui, which would be pechem. You're doing it just to prevent your table from getting burned, or so therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it'd be pater because malacha shen zrich legufa. But in terms of the maisa of the malacha, Rashi seems to learn that really this is absolutely the malachas doraisa of kibui. The purpose might be another purpose, but in terms of the malachas kibui, he seems pretty clear. He holds that it's kibui mamish. And therefore you'll be chayev. Therefore you'd be chayev if it was the shame kibui. And the midigzir and erev Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. No, just to clarify, in order to be maleches kibui, it has to be that you wanted the fire in the first place, and you dafka removing the fire to yield what remains afterwards. So there was a process of creating the fire and removing it. But if a guy's house is on fire, he puts it out, he never wanted the fire in the first place. That's the way Rashi puts it in Bamed Maligan. So Malechas Kibui means that he really wanted the fire and its removal. In most cases, the person just wants the removal.
What if you want the removal from the pechem, but you didn't want the fire originally?
That can't be, because that's how you make pechem. I mean,
but let's say
you found fire. Yeah. So that means that you're happy with what the fire did, and you want it to remove it.
No,
right. Okay. So, So what would Rashi say about our case by the Talis? No, so Rashi distinguishes between the mayim in the kli and the mayim tachas aner. He says the mayim tachas aner is kibui mamish because you're putting the mayim mamish under the nair. And he doesn't differentiate. And Rashi, according to what we were saying yesterday, Rashi's svara is that the malacha of kibui is a malacha of removing, of removal, of siluk. It's not a malacha of producing with your maisa. Sometimes you have a maisa that produces an entity, like sewing or writing. But this is a malacha of removal. But and the removal of the fire really comes memela, that you change the conditions to prevent the fire from continuing. That's generally what kibui is. In other words, we're trying to differentiate malachas kibui from other malachas. So we're saying that there are two distinctions. First of all, it's not a malacha where you're producing with the kibui, right? The fire really made the pechem. Removing the fire is just salvaging what remains. It's just salvaging what the fire produced. So in that sense, it's a negation, right? It's a removal of something, as opposed to other ordinary malacha where you're producing with your maisa. And it's not even similar to the other malachos that are malachos of siluk, which you could say like mochek is a removal of ksiva, because the removal doesn't really come about from your maisa directly. By kosev, if you wanted to erase, you have a maisa of scraping off the ink, right? So sir, you want to remove the building, you actually have to do. You have to actually actively engage in the process of destruction. But we're saying that maybe Rashi's learning over here that kibbutz is different, in that you're really just changing with your action, you're just changing the conditions. You're removing one of the conditions of the fire, either it's heat or it's oxygen or both. But it's not like mochik, where in a direct correlation, scratching out the letter or dismantling a binyan. You're simply really creating a situation that removes the eish. So therefore, Rashi held, in this malacha, you don't need to be active. All you need to do is to create the situation of the sila ka'eish, because that's all you really do. That's all you ever really do. You never really grab the fire and pull it off. Right, it's not like a letter or a building. So that's what we were trying to say, that Rashi's learning the question in the Gemara, whether this type of kibbutz is really kibbutz mamish or not. Do you say it's kibbutz mamish because it's normally we would say, in order to be a malacha mamish, it needs the maisa of the gavra. But maybe Rashi's learning that Rav Ashi held in this malacha is not necessary, because the whole malacha has no product and no real asiyas agavra. So do you say that it's therefore completely kibbutz mamish when you create the situation, or it's true that's on a maybe technical sense you could say it's silik without. Without an involvement, like mochek, but it would seem the other shitas, all the other rishonim who disagree with Rashi, hold that we don't differentiate this malacha from any other malacha, and that we call that maisa of smothering the fire, the maisa of removing the eish, and this malacha, like any other malacha, always would require an asiyas agavra. Okay. So that's Rashi. But he's very clear. So what would Rashi? So then Grama, that's mutter, is when you have mayim. That's when it's known as seen as mayim. It was even in the maisa of creating the situation, even in the creation of the situation, you're not involved directly. You only created the situation indirectly. So that's where you put the mayim in the kalim, and it's the dleika that produces the situation. Okay. But what would Rashi hold about wetting the beged? That we don't know. We're not really sure. Could see either way. We're not really sure. I mean, sounds more like he would say that that's like this case, on the face of it. Right? Because the mayim is there, and when the fire gets to it, it'll be there. But it's not there right now, because it has some distance from the fire. So we have to leave that over. We're not really sure what would Rashi say about the case of Talis.
Doesn't he have to hold it as mutter?
Doesn't have to. He could learn like the Rif. In other words, we're not sure. Is Rashi learning that this Gemara... Sometimes you can't tell from Rashi what he's learning this Gemara, he's learning that Gemara. What is his conclusion halachically? I mean, is there some... I don't know. You're right. Can we infer it from something he says? He only compares over here to the case of the Mishnah, where the mayim is contained in the kli. What about when the mayim is not contained in the kli, but it's not directly in front of the eish? It still has to burn through more stuff to get to the eish. Yes, but right, the Gemara in Kuf Chaf does call it gram kibbutz, but that was the riffs. That was the Ron's whole. Idea here that the Gemara also thought it was Gram Kibbutz initially, right?
In what?
In Mem Zayin Amud Beis.
Right.
Also, we'll leave that open. What Rashi Lamaskana where he puts the talus case. And theoretically, where does it fall? I will leave it open because we'll get back to it. I'd rather see what other Rishonim say about it, and then we'll think it through in terms of what Rashi would say. But before that, let's just take up the Ran himself again. I mean, the Ran's interpretation of the Rif. So the Ran seemed a little bit... the Ran seems to disagree with Rashi. Because even when he explains the case on Mem Ches of Mekarev Kibui, he does not say, like Rashi, that it's an Issur D'oraisa, or that it's Malacha Mam, that it's Kibui Mamish. He seems to be creating an in-between category over here, right? That there's Grama, that Benanas holds, the Rishim Benanas holds his mutter, and we hold his mutter. There's Kibui Mamish, which would seem to be directly putting the Mayim on the Or. And then there's this middle case that Rav Ashi and Rav Yehuda argue about according to the Rif. Rav Yehuda holds it's no different than Grama and his mutter. And Rav Ashi says this is worse than Grama. Right? It's, he just calls it, it's Tvei. Right? It's Havi Tvei Migorim Kibui. But it's still not Grama, it's still not Kibui. It's just Tvei Migorim Kibui. Right? He's Makarev Kibui. Makarev Kibui, is he's saying, is a different category. Rav Ashi's saying you have to categorically have to break up Gram Kibui into two cases. Right? There's the Gram Kibui that's absolutely mutter, and then there's the Gram Kibui that's more than just regular Gram Kibui and would be Usser Midrabanan. Right? He's pretty clear that it's an Isser. It's not as opposed to saying it's Kibui Mamish. So what's the differentiation? What's the differentiation between the Mayim in the Kalim, which is pure Grama, and the Mayim under the fire, and the Mayim on the Talus, which he calls worse than Kibui, more than Kibui, Mikarev Kibui. Right, and he's learning that the Rif holds both of those Rasha, because Pasuk like Rav Ashi. Right, so they're both agreeing it's not. Right, so they're both agreeing it's not a Malacha Midoraisa. So apparently they don't agree. He's not agreeing with Rashi's idea that without doing a Maisa to the Eish, it could be Kibui Mamish. So it doesn't differentiate Kibui from other Maisei Malacha. It also requires, to be a Daraisa, it would require the Maisa Mamish to the Eish. But, so it's definitely not Kibui Mamish either way. The only difference is, I mean, we can borrow from Rashi, right? The only difference is if the Mayim is present in its, whether it requires another action of the Eish to produce the Mayim. In other words, so it seems definitively what the Ran is learning is that the Grama is like Rashi saying, where you're not doing the Maisa of Nesinas Mayim at all. In other words, there's a Maisa of, there's the Maisa of Kibui, which is Nesinas Mayim, and then there's the Makom of Kibui, which is the Eish. Right? So if you're not doing the Sinas Mayim at all, because it's in the Kalim, then it's completely mutter. But if you're doing the Maisa of Nesinas Mayim, but not in the Makom of the Eish itself, but where the Eish will be, right, that's Mekarev Kibuyev, because you're doing like a preemptive Maisa Kibuy. But he holds Midrabanan that's Aser, because since you know the fire will get here, it really is considered the Makom Ha'or in terms of the path of the fire. So midrabanan, we say that you can't. That's called mekarev kibuyev. You know the esh would burn down the whole talus. So now you're not doing the maisa kibuy on the esh, but you're doing it on the makom ha'esh, on the future makom ha'esh. So midrabanan, that's called mekarev kibuyev. Okay, so that's machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Ashi on what type of gzeros they made on. Does it require? That was when you have the underlying mice of the kibuy, but it's still not in the in the chefts of kibuy yet. Midrabanan is it usher because of makariv. So makariv means it's the mice. Gram means you're not even. Gram means in terms of the whole mice. The whole mice is not present and is only coming about indirectly. But when you have the mice. Theoretically, the form of the ma'isa of Nesinas Mayim, but not al hamakom ma'or. That's the machlokas Rav Ashi and Rav Yehuda. Fine. All right. So take a look at Tosfos on Memches on the Beis. Okay. All right. So Tosfos is like this. Pirish, mipnei makariv kibuyav, pirish. Digazrinon erev Shabbos atu Shabbos. Fine. Ube Shabbos yochol lavo lidei kibuy. So why do we make a gzeir erev Shabbos atu Shabbos? What are we worried about on Shabbos? So he says on Shabbos it could be kibuy. Im yagbia hakli b'shas nefilas anitzotzos. Very interesting pshat. He's saying how could it really be kibuy? It would only be kibuy, according to Tosos, if while you're putting the kli down, a spark is falling, and you move it to catch the spark. That would be kibuy. I'm just trying to think of a... I'm just right. No, of course, right. Or if you, while I was there, you lifted it up. I'm just putting a practical, easy case. No, it was basically you have to be makarev kibuy literally. You have to greet the spark. Okay. So as the Tosfos learns would be the isser of kibuy. All right. But then let's skip down a little bit. He says Virashi de pirish davi mechaba mamish lav dafka. It's funny, Tosfos. Ela klomer sheyuchal lovo lidei kibuy. So he doesn't want to learn Rashi the way we're learning Rashi. He doesn't want to learn Rashi that he means that if you put the mayim under the esh, it could really be kibuy. The Ritva learns Rashi like that, but he doesn't want to learn Rashi like that. I mean, he wants to learn that Rashi means if you put the water under the fire, it could come, that itself could come to kibuy. Because while you're putting it there, it could if the spark is falling and you meet it, it'll be chayav. It'll be kibuy. But anyway, now it goes like this: Rabbeinu Tam Goris kipirish Rabbeinu Chanano mipinei shemikarev kibuy. Yeah. So what's the difference between mikarev kibuyov and mikarev kibuy? To right. So it's like this. Shemekarev kibuy the hasam who the shari lasos mechitza mekalim sheyesh besochan mayim sheina mechabe klum and she is baku akalim. So that's on yud. That's on kufchav. Aval hacha ein hefsek bein mayim lunitzotzos umiyad nichbos kishe noflos bekli. So Rabbeinu Chananel says an interesting thing. He says,
is that an open case, by the way? Chitza Shelag Uborad? Sounds like he knows somehow that that's Fisher Rasim.
We'll get to that in a second. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, what's the difference between our case and the case in Kufchaf? He says, the difference is that, again, similar, I mean, that in Kuf Chaf, the Mayim is not there, right? And when the Mayim reaches the kalim. There's no when the fire reaches the kalim, there's no mayim there. Takes some time for the kalim to crack open and for the mayim to come out. But over here, it's miyad. Immediately, when the nitzotzots fall into the, they'll hit the water and go out. There's no hefsik, he says, between the mayim and the nitzotzos. By the kalim, there's some hefsik between the mayim and the esh. But in the case of the nitzotzos, there's no hefsik bein mayim le nitzotzos. Umiyad nichbos kishinoflos. And he says, and it would be exactly like a case of having a machitza made out of water, a wall of water. That would be the same thing. That also would be usher.
So, but if in the case of nitzotzos, you happen to put like a cloth over the water, and the spark
right.
burned through the cloth and hit the water.
Right, that would be different. Now he's like this, Vikashali Pirusho. The question is, where is he getting the, like Matt says, he sounds like has this idea that the Mechitz Shamayim is Mutter. But where does he get that idea from? I mean, also. So he says, Vikashali Pirusho. Debi Yerushalmi Muki Masnisin Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So the Yerushalmi actually says the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. All right? Avalirabanan Afilu Mechitzos Shamayim Mutter. So Tosus has a very powerful question on Rabbeinu Chanano. Rabbeinu Chanano, it requires a little bit of a cheshbon here. Rabbeinu Chanano is asserting that what? That our Mishnah is Rabbanan, that's how Bavli learns. And yet he's saying and the reason why it's usher is it's just like a Mechitza Shamayim, which Rabbeinu Chanano is learning, the Rabbanan would say is usher. The only problem is, the Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah is only Rabbi Yossi, and the Mechitza of Mayim is Mutter. According to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, Mechitza of Mayim is Mutter. In other words, that's exactly against Rabbeinu Chanan. The Bavli is saying that the Rabbanan hold Mechitza of Mayim is Mutter, and the Mishnah is not the Rabbanan, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. It's exactly that's what the Yerushalmi says.
Oh, our Mishnah that says is
Rabbi Yossi.
And it's a case of Mechitza Shamayim.
And it's like and Mechitza Shamayim would be Mutter according to the Rabbanan.
Right.
And Rabbi Yochanan is saying almost exactly the opposite. Right, he's saying the Mishnah is a Rabbanan, and they would hold Mechitza Shamayim as also. So it's just exactly against the Yerushalmi. It's
not a question in our Gemara, like that's a question on the main Gemara's chat.
Because
our Gemara is saying that this could be the Rabbanan. Our Mishnah about Nitzotzos.
So our Mishnah is saying that it could be Rabbanan. Right. Right. Ubiperek kol kisve nami shor Rabbanan. The Rabbi Yossi, b'tal shochas bo or mitzad echa nitin lav mayim mitzad acher, v'mkovsa kovsa, v'nira de lefi hashas shelanu, yesh lechalek, de b'mechitza shamayim af agav de ein dover mafsek mikol makom shari. So he's trying to work it out. Now, as you're right, Matt is right. There is definitely a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So why is it a problem for Rabbeinu Chanano? Just say, okay, so the Bavli Yerushalmi is against the, not us. So why is that his problem? Right? But Tosis is trying to work it out of here like this. That in Kol Kisvei, we say that the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yossi are matir, the talis that catches fire, to put water on the other side. And if it goes out, it goes out. So he says it's mashma.
Rabbi Yossi says that's...
No, the Rabbanan.
Rabbanan.
Vinira, he says, that according to our Shas, Bavli, so we should say that there's a chilek between Mechitza Shalmayim, right? In other words, he's saying like this, what do you see from Yerushalmi? We see the Yerushalmi is comparing this case to a case of Mechitza Shalmayim.
Which case?
The Nitzotzos, right? The Yerushalmi seems like it's comparing Nitzotzos to Mechitas Shomayim. The Yerushalmi happens to hold that what? That Mechitas Shomayim is going to be mutter for the Rabbanan. And that's why they say that this mission is Rabbi Yossi.
Right?
So he says, but our Shas holds like this. We hold that by Mechitza Shomayim, Afa Gav Dein Davar Mafsik, it's true that Mechitza Shomayim has no Hefsik, he says. Because it's not like the Kalim, there's no Kalim in the way, right? But our Shas holds, it's still Mutter.
According to who?
According to the Rabbanan.
Why isn't this the case?
Ah. She'ena esh nofeles lesocha mayim, lehedja. The fire doesn't literally fall into the mayim.
Just the nitzotzos do, or?
Kihocha, she'amayim tachas hanitzotzos, u'mekariv kibuyon tfei. It's very complicated, but Tosfos tries it like this. That what? He's saying that, he's saying that our Shas, no, he's saying the Yerushalmi holds there's no difference between Mayim, between Mechitza Shomayim and the case of Nitzotzos. That's what the Yerushalmi holds. If there's no Hefsik of Kalim between the Mayim and the Eish, it's all the same. And it's going to be Usser, even according to the Rabbanan. No. I'm sorry. There's no difference whether it's a mechitz shomayim or whether it's the kli tachas hanitzotzos, right? Because there's no hefsik mayim. There's no hefsik kalim, right? There's no difference between the mechitz shomayim and the kalim and the mayim tachas hanitzotzos, according to the Yerushalmi.
Right.
Right. And they hold they're both mutter according to the Rabbanan.
Right.
Right? But, and that's why the Yerushalmi has to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. Because Al Pi Svara, they hold that even the Mayim under the Nitzotzos is Gram Kibui according to the Rabbanan. Right? And there's no difference between that and Mechitza Shomayim, which is also Gram Kibui according to the Rabbanan. So the only one...
Fire, you dump a bunch of snow in his path.
Mechitza Shomayim would be like, he said, I think he says later, or others say, yeah, it's like a barad, like if you take ice or something, right, you pile it up. Right. So that's how you have a Mechitza Shomayim. But the point is, that according to the Yerushalmi, both of those Mechitza Shomayim is no difference. There's no difference if it's a Mechitza Shomayim or if it's Mayim Tachas Nitzotzos. Both of them, the Rabbanan would say, are mutter. Therefore, the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Yerushalmi holds. Okay? So what does Rabbi Yochanan care about that? Our Bavli says it's Rabbi Yochanan. No, but this is the point. That the Bavli is learning that we can be mechalek between the Mechitza Shomayim and the Nitzotzos. So he's saying, let's keep the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as close as possible. Okay? So let's agree that the Mechitza Shomayim is mutter. According to the Rabbanan. But they say this is not just the case of Mechitza Shomayim. This is worse than Mechitza Shomayim. Because Mechitza Shomayim, the fire has to travel on its own to get to the Mayim. It has to continue burning to get to the Mayim. But the Kli Tachas HaNitzotzos is just gravity. It just falls directly in. There's no further Maisa of Havara. I'm putting a little bit of interpretation in here. There's no further maisa of the eish that's required to reach the fire, to reach the water. So it's similar to some sort of a hefsik. There still is some idea of a hefsik, if it's a mechitz shomayim. So the Rabbanan are learning the Rabbanan are learning, so therefore he's arguing with Rabbeinu. That's the issue he's taking with Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel is saying that Mechitza Shomayim will be also according to Rabbanan, and he's disagreeing. He's saying, no, it's Mashma from the Yerushalmi is you'll stick with the Yerushalmi, you'll say the Yerushalmi, and let's try to keep the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as close together as possible. We have to admit they're arguing on something, but let's minimize the machlokas. So we know Yerushalmi says Mechitza Shomayim Amutar according to the Rabbanan. And they also say this case is like Mechitza Shomayim. But we could say that Bavli is only arguing about the comparison, not about the idea of Mechitza Shomayim. And that would be a kasha for Rabbi Yochananel. And he says, just finish that. Let's just get a little more information. Va'od, he says, the ikal meimar dehashas shelanu oser b'mechitzas shamayim. So maybe you could, you could go like Rabbi Yochananel. That is the machlokas between our shas and the Yerushalmi. U'mishum hochi muki masnisin kirabanan. And that's why we can say the Rabbanan would agree with the Mishnah. Upolig a Yerushalmi. And it argues on the Yerushalmi. But now he says like this. But now he's bothered by a subtle point now. If you're going to say Mechitza Shamayim is Aser, according to the Rabbanan, what about the Talis case?
Definitely not to that.
V'lo domi l'talis shochas bo or mitzad echad. Now, as long as you stick with the premise that we hold Mechitza Shomayim as Mutter for the Rabbanon, then you don't have a problem with Talis, She'ochad Bo, or. Because putting Mayim over there is no different than Mechitza Shomayim. Right? And that's how he wanted to learn. And that's why he was disagreeing with the Rabbeinu Chananel and saying that, no, all you can say from the Yerushalmi is that we say this case is different than Mechitza Shomayim, than Nitzotzos. But now he's saying it's possible to go along and say that Mechitz Shomayim is also according to Rabbanan. But then how do you differentiate the case of Talas Shochas Ba'or? Why isn't that just Stam a case of Mechitz Shomayim? She'eino ela shelo tispashet ha'or. Sounds funny. Because that's only so the fire doesn't spread. I mean, isn't that the whole idea of Mechitz Shomayim? So the fire doesn't spread? Yeah. So if you want to get a better understanding, you got to take a look at the Ran on this Gemara. The Ran on the Gemara on Mem Zayin, I think, explains a little more what that type of an answer is. Okay. But we have enough to work. We're overwhelmed right now. So let's take a break, and we'll try to work it out. Oh, a lot of too many stars now.